beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election will be held in less than a week. Former President Trump holding policy meetings with advisors, including J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, and President Biden preparing at Camp David with his advisors. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
This is going to look and feel a whole lot different. There will be no live studio audience, no staff interactions once they get on that debate stage. You remember those past debates that turned into shouting matches between President Biden and former President Donald Trump? Well, this time around, the candidates' microphones will only be turned on when it is their turn to speak.
The hot weather is still the big story from the plains through the Northeast. The heat causing major travel disruptions in the Northeast Corridor on Thursday. More records could be broken today. Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. Two people have died so far. And cleanup along the Texas Gulf Coast continues from Tropical Storm Alberto. This is ABC News.
All right, before we get to the rest of our news, let's talk a little sports here. We've been a while since we've had our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with us. Mike, good morning to you.
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good, thank you. A late night last night for the crew. They're out on that West Coast. You were mentioning to me a little bit in an email about this game getting over late. I was reminiscing this morning about the old days when baseball games went 4 hours, laying in bed with my transistor radio till 1 o'clock in the morning, listening to games out on that West Coast. But not the way we wanted that game to end last night, though.
No, you know, you're right. And, you know, just because the game where I got over at 11:40 and then I'm on the air with you and, you know, our sister stations about 5 hours after that, I shouldn't be complaining. Because you know something? When I started out, I got hired as I was about 22. I'd been working at TV 18, which was the flagship for the Bucks and the Brewers back in the 70s and 80s, you know, on five different states down in Milwaukee. And so I'd been hired out to direct this morning news show, and I'd get in about 4 o'clock, and I came in, and there's all this commotion, like, what's all these cars in the parking lot? And I walked in. They're still doing the Brewers game. Oh. It was a West Coast game. It got, like, to the 17th inning or so. These guys are still, like, I got to get ready for this news show. Like, they're shrugging their shoulders. What do you want us to do, man? The game's not over with. Finally, it ended, like, at 4, 4:30 in the morning. But, you know, yeah, I know what late nights with Brewer games used to be like that. But, yeah, this pitch clock, it's changed the game. It's changed the game in so many ways. You know, when you listen to Uecker now, he can hardly get through a story because it's like 1, 2, 3, they're out, and they got to take a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, there's no time in between pitches. You know, he has to shorten a story, and it's like you can feel how kind of compressed the game is. They read a commercial, and they're back to calling play-by-play. There's not much time for chat.
It's moving along, but the Brewers continue to do well, stacking up a few injuries here and there. But is the rest of the division just not very good? Is that a good way to describe the rest of that?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the Cubs are really in trouble. I mean, there was a guy who said, you know, maybe the Cubs should have kept David Ross as manager and used Craig Counsell's money to get a closer.
That's a good point.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
There was a stat that there's only four teams in the National League so far this year that actually have winning records. But, you know, they're all kind of bunched in together. You know, they're kind of beating on each other. And it's really kind of the parody that everybody likes to see out of the NFL you see in baseball right now. There's, you know, the Dodgers are dominating. The Phillies are good, although they've lost six of their last 10 or so.
Yeah.
So, you know, that whatever, for me, I have found that these Brewer games get more entertaining every single night.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Murphy is fun to talk to. And he, you know, he does little jokes, and he plays little tricks and stuff like that. Like Snoop Dogg showed up to the game last Saturday night. He was in the rapper. He was in Milwaukee to open up a brand new concert stage there that Saturday night. First person to do a concert there, I believe. So the genius marketing guy that he is, he showed up to the ballpark, go through the press box. He's taking selfies with, you know, all the guys, and he goes in the booth with Brian Anderson and Bill Schrader and does some play-by-play for a while. And it was really fun to listen to on TV. and you know, he's just so smart at you know, getting involved like that. So then he threw out the first pitch.
Oh, really?
And there's this Quentin Berry is the first base coach, who's doing a really good job with these base runners. Oh, they're like second in the league in stealing bases. He'll usually be the guy, because he's out there, he's available. He'll get behind the plate when they have these celebrities or, you know, former soldiers or whatever throw out the first pitch. And so he's like all excited. He's going to get to catch Snoop. And then Murph, or one of the other coaches, went up to him and says, "Hey, you know, Barry, listen, man, Contreras is going to catch Snoop. He wants to do it." So, and he's like really disappointed. So part of the practical joke is then they had Snoop stand there and put up an argument. He says, "Wait a minute, man. If Barry doesn't catch me, I'm not throwing out the first pitch." You know, all these pranks that they're constantly pulling on each other,
yeah,
keeping that clubhouse light, and they're winning ball games. Except for last night, they got behind 4-1, ended up losing 7-6 on a walk-off home run against San Diego.
Coach Murphy's demeanor in the post game reminds me a lot. I'm a Twins fan, of Tom Kelly back in the days. He reminds me a lot of Tom Kelly in the post game. Is that you feel the emotion of like a fan feels when they ask Coach Murphy about the game, and just said, "Well, you can't walk the leadoff guy, and you can't throw back-to-back home runs on 0-2 pitches." And he just like wears that emotion of a fan. It seems like.
Well, you know, Craig was a very analytical guy. I think he has got good people skills. He seemed to get a lot out of guys. He seemed to be good at managing, you know, these guys in terms of resting them and all that kind of thing. But this Pat Murphy, man, you know, he was always the glue guy for that clubhouse. So he'd been there 9 years. He knew all these guys coming up. And I don't know. There's something about him just kind of rolling out the bats and balls. You know something? You know, there was another guy who when I first started out that I covered, that he's kind of reminding me of, named Harvey Keene, mm-hmm. when they went to the World Series.
The Wallbangers, yeah.
Just let these guys play, man. Just let them play and keep it light. And, you know, he might have made a bad decision last night or two when Sal Frelick was up, and they had bases loaded, and I think it was two outs. And they could have had a chance to take the lead in the game last night. At the last second, he was, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to hold Sal. Let's put in Gary Sanchez, because he's two or three times he's delivered in this position late in the game." Well, he ended up striking out, and they once again wasted bases loaded and a chance to score in that position. Yeah. He's made very few bad pitching or batting changes like that I can name so far this season. He's done a pretty good job managing.
Yeah, all right. Bucks NBA draft coming up here. I'm assuming that Dame and Giannis are back next year. So what are they leaning toward? Any word of what they're leaning at here?
Well, I don't know. I think the kind of player they've got to get ones that helps them on defense. You know, a Patrick Beverley type of player, and probably another shooter. I mean, everybody's looking for something like that. They've got the 23rd and the 33rd pick. And the guys who cover the Bucks say, I don't think they're just going to trade these things away or trade away. I think that John Horst actually is going to use that 23rd maybe to get a player of significance. The second one, he may either flip or they, you know, if you want to, if there's a deal out there where some player you think you can pick off a team that is probably going to be a seller this year, you can draft those two guys. And if you get it done before, I think it's July 14th, you can trade away these two draft picks that you just made without having to pay them. You know, and they can sign up with their new team, and you could pull a veteran from some other team in the league that might be interested in those two players you just drafted. So I could see that kind of scenario happening.
Yeah, well,
the draft is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then the story we're talking about this morning about the L.A. Lakers and who they have hired to replace Darvin Ham,
J.J. Redick,
come back to Milwaukee. J.J. Redick, he's the guy's a jerk, Joel.
Oh, really?
He was in the league for 15 years. There's a reason he was on six different teams, including the Bucks. Never the Lakers. But this guy, you know, he was a great player. He's been an analyst on ESPN the last couple of years. But he's never played for the Lakers, and he's never coached. The only time team he's coached was his son's youth basketball.
Yeah, youth basketball.
And that's
yeah.
the Lakers' new hire, which is just weird.
Yeah. So, but I mean, is that the type of personality it takes now in the NBA to just have that hard skin and just, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if Jeannie Buss made the hire or LeBron.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't their first choice, right? Hurley was their first choice.
And how embarrassing to be, even though the guy's a national champ, how embarrassing to be turned down by a college coach.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they, I think some people were saying, you know what, their offer was too short. It should have been a bigger offer for bigger money if they're going to pull him out of the UConn.
Yeah.
Job.
I heard an interview with Hurley where he had no intention of taking the job, but then they asked him, they said, well, was there a number that would have made you go? And he said, well, everybody has their number.
Everybody has a number. Everybody has a number. You know, like they just, Monty Williams got fired from the Pistons, and he got fired from his last job now, too. And he still got like 5 years and $65 million. For coaching what ended up being, and he's a good coach.
Throw away
They've got a crappy roster. He's walking away with $65 million for not working.
So much
it's
money.
Unbelievable.
The international money in the NBA is just crazy, Mike. Just crazy.
It is.
It's the contracts, the billions of dollars that come in from those foreign TV contracts. Crazy. All right, Mike, always good to talk to you. We look forward to having you on again next week, okay?
Thanks, Joe. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter. Good stuff. He joins us Fridays at this time to talk all things Wisconsin sports.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
With Verizon, now everyone can get our best phone deals.
Even if I'm new?
Even if you're new.
What if I've been with Verizon forever?
Oh, yeah. You see, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15 with tons of storage on us. With any iPhone trade, any model, any condition. Guaranteed with Unlimited Ultimate.
Here's one. What if?
That's a yes. There's a deal out there for everyone. Only at Verizon. $829.99, 128GB only device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan. Minimum $90 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in terms apply.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A committee of professors at UW-La Crosse is deciding whether disgraced former Chancellor Joe Gao should lose his job as a tenured professor. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she can't trust Gao after he made online porn.
My level of trust in the ability for him to be able to be an effective faculty member is very low. And my level of trust for him to sort of protect the university's best interests is low.
A two-day hearing wrapped up Thursday morning. Gao lost his top post at UWL late last year. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Wisconsin has had 24 tornadoes already this year. The latest was Monday in Colby. There were only 23 tornadoes all of last year, which is average. The record for a season in Wisconsin was 62 in 2005. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Last night, June 20th, the Flambeau Rotary Club had a meeting. We joined Rotary Club member Victor Ambrose as he told us about the Garden Club, which helps to keep local food pantries supplied with fresh produce, and what their current major project is with a local greenhouse.
The greenhouse is next to the mill offices. The Garden Club wants to find a way, make it a way, to relocate that facility, because it's a greenhouse, to an entity that's going to have a champion to make sure it continues its connection with the Lord's Cover and with the community while engaging the youth to be able to find that connection to enable the youth to understand what volunteerism is, which kind of is the overall umbrella of the Rotary.
I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and then ball down. Great play. We lost the ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah, I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs, very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for Monday. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. For Monday, they'll be serving up turkey subs on Monday, along with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, and broccoli cheese soup with that, and marinated vegetables. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up-north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers are likely today. Heavy rain also possible, a high near 66. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 57. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday, highs around 69. Up to a half inch to 3/4 inch of rain today and again tonight.
Currently 59 degrees.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt.
My mother always thought the holidays had arrived when those big bluegills would slide up to the deep edges of the weed lines. I'll tell you how she caught them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
When the big bluegills would slide up to the deep edges of the weed lines, my mother would say, "Put everything on the back burner. Let's grab the boat and go." She loved fishing those big bluegills on the lakes that had some good visibility and deep weed lines, vegetation that ended in about 18 to 20 feet of water. Usually the weed line is very well established in those lakes. You know, we're talking coontail and we're talking cabbage and maybe some milfoil. And the big bluegills, the real big bluegills, would lay right up against the base of that vegetation right where it ended. And she would go out there and position the boat right on the edge of that vegetation. And then she would drop a 32nd ounce jig down, straight down over the side of the boat with a panfish leech on it. And then she would just wait until she felt that bite, and then she would set the hook. If she didn't catch some fish in one spot, she'd just move to another spot on that weed line, and her persistence would pay off after she would find those really big bluegills. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I can't.
Anniversaries. We've got a cake to give away. We do this each week courtesy of the good folks at the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. We appreciate them. So if you have a birthday or anniversary today, or maybe even belated from the last couple days, or this coming weekend, all of that, give us a call. We'll jot it down. We'll wish them a happy day, and they will be in for the cake drawing. It's not just a little cake. It's a big cake, like a $20 value. It's pretty cool. So give us a call at 715-762-3221. You can always email us those birthdays ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We'll go through all the birthdays. It may be a birthday drawing that is not overseen by anyone but yours truly, but we'll still do it. Coming up in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election will be held in less than a week. Former President Trump holding policy meetings with advisors, including J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, and President Biden preparing at Camp David with his advisors. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
This is going to look and feel a whole lot different. There will be no live studio audience, no staff interactions once they get on that debate stage. You remember those past debates that have turned into shouting matches between President Biden and former President Donald Trump? Well, this time around, the candidates' microphones will only be turned on when it is their turn to speak.
The hot weather is still the big story from the plains through the Northeast. The heat causing major travel disruptions in the Northeast corridor on Thursday. More records could be broken today. Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. Two people have died so far. And cleanup along the Texas Gulf Coast continues from Tropical Storm Alberto. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state law library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, the Park Falls Area Community Development Corporation had a meeting. They were able to provide updates on the construction happening on First Avenue.
So this is creating a water loop for the line that runs on Heritage Lane. And the addition of a couple additional sewer on River Road, as well as replacing some very poor infrastructure on First Avenue. The project itself is expected to be substantially, meaning everything would be done, but maybe it would still need a top coat of pavement or something like that. So substantially complete by October. However, we are anticipating that through traffic will resume August 1st. There's also going to be a few folks on First Avenue North and 9th Street that aren't going to have water on Monday from 8 to 2.
I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For a while there, it looked like the Brewers were going to pull one out in the ninth. Down 4-1 in the first, Milwaukee tied the game with Jake Bauer scoring from second and Reese Hoskins at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And Hoskins turns on one deep into left field, and it is over the head of Azokar. Bauer is in, and Reese Hoskins
gave up a walk-off home run to Jake Cronenworth with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Padres went on to win 7-6 over the Crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did a lot of great things. Came up clutch there at the clutch time, Hoskins, and it's tough when you don't come out on top.
The four-game series continues through the weekend. Hockey, game six tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers, down 3-2 in the best of seven, will host the Panthers, who failed to clinch at home in Florida on Tuesday night. With sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give music, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, local birthdays and the cake drawing, and after our celebrity birthdays, Chris Allen, born on this day, June 21st, winner of American Idol Season 8. He is 39 today. Jussie Smollett, the actor, TV's empire, and on our own, he became the household name in January of 19 when he claimed to have been assaulted in Chicago, a hate crime. It turned out it was all staged, just for attention. 41 today. Michael Mullarky, the actor from TV's The Vampire Diaries, is 41 today. Edward Snowden, his leak of U.S. government documents and secrets in 2013, it caused a repercussion around the world. I think he's still kind of running from, I don't know if he's running from the law, or I heard his name in the news a few months back. 42 or 41 for Edward Snowden today. William, the Prince of Wales, the first son of King Charles III and the late Princess Diana. He is 42 today. Chris Pratt, the actor from Jurassic World, Guardian of the Galaxy, 45 today. Juliette Lewis, while still in her teens, she was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Cape Fear. And she has done a lot of other things since then. She's 51. Maggie Siff, the TV Billions TV show Sons of Anarchy, Mad Men, is 50 today. Singer Alison Moore, 52. Derek Coleman, former NBA star with the Nets, 76ers, Hornets, and the Pistons. 57 for Derek Coleman today. Jim Brewer, funny man, is celebrating today. The comedian, impressionist, Saturday Night Live, 57 today. Porter Howell, Little Texas guitarist, celebrating a 60th birthday today. Kathy Mattea, or as Jed from Jed and Ed used to say, Kathy Mattea, 65 today for Kathy Mattea. And Burke Brett, I always get confused how to say the last name, Burke Breathed, Burke Breathed, of Bloom County, a cartoonist who created Bloom County. I haven't ever been a big reader of cartoons and papers, but that's one that I always did because it was just different. 67 for Burke today. On the local scene, I see we have Ariel Shanchek, who is celebrating a birthday today. And that is from your grandma. So, Ariel, happy birthday. All right, let's put everybody into the box here and give away a birthday cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. All right, here we go. We've got the winner. This person celebrated back on Monday. And we're going to give a cake away to Sarah. Dolly, Sarah Giesen, celebrated her 68th birthday back on Monday. Sarah, you got yourself a free cake courtesy of the Bakery Department at Super One. Congratulations!
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffet or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose, and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers are likely today. Heavy rain also possible, a high near 66. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 57. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday, highs around 69. Up to a half inch to 3/4 inch of rain today and again tonight.
It's 60 at our studios.
Country music.
Listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98 Q Country. I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. Sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries.
once you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along.
Further down the road, you can always put a dime
Cody Johnson, Till You Can't, at 98Q Country. You've heard of these cruise ships, right, that you can live on them. You can take a trip around the world on these cruise ships, and you can live on these things for a long time. There's actually a cruise ship where people just, they just sell their house, they sell everything, and they live on the cruise ship year-round. Well, there's a cruise ship that was sailing around the world. I don't think it was a permanent one, but it was a long trip, obviously. So a cruise ship sailing around the world, it rescued 68 migrants from a fishing boat off the Canary Islands in Western Africa. The Oceania cruise ship, the Insignia, brought the immigrants on board and gave them food, drinks, and clothing. Passengers also donated shoes and clothing. The migrants said that they had been drifting at sea for at least 20 days, and five people on the boat had perished. Could you imagine being on a cruise like that? 68 migrants. They were rescued, pulled aboard, and I would guess probably had a pretty good time once they got on the ship, too. So that's quite a story. We'll do some shopping show. We got some savings. We're going to get the crew in here and give you all kinds of shopping show savings in just a little bit after 9 o'clock.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, the Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summer Fest. For your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition due to chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, now only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text Embrace at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill.
three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Monaco.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers are likely today. Heavy rain also possible. A high near 66. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 57. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Highs around 69. Up to a half inch to three quarters of an inch of rain today and again tonight.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Cut my bangs with